People knew something was happening. Some big company was expressing an interest in coming to Fall River, but everything was shrouded in secrecy. Even insiders like Ken Fiola of the Fall River Office of Economic Development only knew code names.
We didn't actually know it was Amazon for sure until at least 2 years into the process. It started off as Project Kayak, and it morphed into Project Nexus, and then it was Project Hourglass, and now we're finally at the point where we can actually identify the company.
The deal isn't finalized yet, but it's close. And if it is built, a new Amazon facility would be more than 1 million square feet, occupying 91 of the 300 acres in the new Life Science and Technology Park just outside of town. Part of the mammoth building would actually be in neighboring Freetown, and both Fall River and Freetown are fast-tracking tax incentive packages, which are expected to win voter approval. Fiola says the location is pre-permitted for the type of use Amazon proposes.
When Amazon decides to move, they'd like to move quickly, and they want to make sure that they didn't have to go through a long permitting process. So that was, you know, an important criteria.
Fall River offers two other big pluses: easy highway access and a large available workforce. The facility is expected to generate 1,000 full-time jobs with an average annual starting salary of $35,000 plus benefits. And in addition to those full-time jobs would be hundreds of part-time and temporary positions.
The employment opportunities that are being offered through Amazon require a high school degree as opposed to a college degree. So many of these hard-working people that never went to college will have opportunities to work in a, you know, one of the most progressive and fastest-growing companies in the entire world.
Hundreds of local construction workers also would be hired to build the new facility. Across town at the Fall River Career Center, Rita Guidotti is an employer recruiting for a couple of open positions at her company, but she's happy to hear about Amazon.
It's wonderful. We desperately need jobs. There are so many people that I know that are out of work. The pay scale sounds like it will be fair. I think it's a wonderful boost to Fall River.
Joe Viana is the Career Center's director. He says Amazon will coordinate with them and other local agencies to screen applicants for positions at the new fulfillment center. Fall River and Freetown residents will get first priority for the open jobs. Viana says his office will most likely be inundated with applicants once the first job postings go up.
I mean, like everyone else, I'm very excited about this, and our staff is very excited. They know what to do. They're ready to do it, and we have the people that are looking for work. So we want to support the Office of Economic Development and certainly the local mayor's office to make that happen, because we certainly need it.
At this late stage of the game, Ken Fiola doesn't see anything on the horizon that could derail the project. In fact, the Fall River City Council took less than 3 minutes last Thursday to approve a tax incentive financing package for the project. But Fiola's keeping his fingers crossed just in case.
I'd be much happier in January saying the deal is done. So, yeah, I'm always a little cautious, but like I said, right now we're moving in the right direction.
Before anyone pops the champagne bottles, though, Freetown still needs to approve its own tax incentives for the Amazon deal, although that appears very likely. The state wants to wrap up their approvals by the end of the year. If all goes as expected, construction should begin by early 2015, and the new Amazon facility should be operational by the second or third quarter of 2016.